To Chicago now, where it's been a grim start to the year. The Chicago Police Department reports 95 people were violently killed in the first 2 months, nearly twice as many as in the same period last year, and the deadliest start to a year since 1999. Officially, the police are blaming the spike on gang violence, but off the record, officers have told the Chicago Tribune that it's a work slowdown in reaction to the Laquan McDonald case, in which a video revealed police shot that teenager 16 times as he turned to walk away with a knife. Life, contradicting police reports. Reporter Patrick Smith of WBEZ in Chicago has been watching this. And Patrick, there'd been speculation about a slowdown since that court-ordered release of that video. What's the sense that a slowdown's really happening?
Well, it certainly seems to be really happening. You mentioned the Tribune reporting. That was all off-the-record conversations with officers, but many, many people telling the Tribune, many officers telling the Tribune they felt less willing, less interested, you know, almost afraid or hesitant to stop people or pull them over. You know, you can see that in the numbers. Street stops are way, way down. The number of guns that are being seized are way, way down. And some people are speculating that that is part of the reason we're seeing this big spike in violent crime.
Well, and in these off-the-record comments, it's not just payback. What the officers are afraid of what?
Well, they say that they're afraid that every single move they make is going to be scrutinized. They feel that the department doesn't have their back when there's a conflict with a resident or with a citizen. You know, you mentioned the Laquan McDonald video that was released back in November, and there was a huge outcry about this. And Mayor Rahm Emanuel here was very outspoken, eventually was very outspoken about how they needed to change the culture at the police department, how they needed to get rid of the code of silence, and that this was a horrendous act by this officer. And many officers are saying that and the fact that the police superintendent, Gary McCarthy, was asked to resign are signs that the city and the police department don't have their back if there's a complaint against them.
Well, the officer that did the shooting in the video is Jason Van Dyke. He's been charged with murder. He has not yet been tried. So right now he just stands accused. Where are we in that case?
We're still very, very early in that case. You know, they're still having status hearings. The most recent development was that an outside group of attorneys filed a motion and they had a hearing in court last week calling for a special prosecutor in this case. Some people say they don't trust the Cook County State's Attorney here to try this case fairly and to do a good job. No word yet on whether or not there is going to be a special prosecutor. But as far as the criminal trial, we're still a long way away before Officer Jason Van Dyke has his day in court.
Well, so, Patrick, there are calls for the mayor to step down by both the protesters, and it sounds as if the police think the city doesn't have their back. That's a dangerous situation for a city, especially when there are good officers, you know, in a city that's been flooded with guns and now is going to have more guns if they aren't being seized. What's the sense that this divide is going to be healed?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, I will say that in that Tribune article that you're referencing, there were a couple officers who said that they welcomed this additional scrutiny and that they think there are bad actors within the police department and that they don't have any issue with there being intense, you know, increased scrutiny on them. Criminologists that I've talked to don't necessarily think that there's a connection between the slowdown and the feelings that the police officers have and this increase in crime. I mean, I've talked to a couple of criminologists who have really cautioned against reading too much into a two-month spike in crime. So I don't want to say yet that this is creating a dangerous situation or not. As to how it's resolved, I think a lot of that is going to be who they pick as the next police superintendent and how the independent agency that investigates police misconduct, how it handles cases going forward.
WBEZ's Patrick Smith. Patrick, thank you.
Thank you very much.